In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, Jesus, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. I want to announce to you 40 Days of Life. It begins this Sunday, February 11th. All are invited, no charge. Mass is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Powerful speaker at 5 o'clock. It's being held at Betania 2, 154 Sumner Street, Medway, Mass. All are welcome. The telephone number, 781-769-5398. 781-769-5398. I want to repeat this. 40 Days of Life begins Sunday, February 11th. All are invited. Mass is at 4 o'clock. Powerful speaker at 5 o'clock. It's being held at Betania 2, 154 Summer Street, Medway, Mass. All are welcome. And it's free. And I wanted to give you the telephone number again. 781-769-5398. 781-769-5398. It's going to be a beautiful day at Picatania 2, celebrating 40 days of life. I'm reading from the 10th chapter of Mark. I did this yesterday, but I want to do it again. It's only one story. It's the story of blind Bartimaeus. They came to Jericho, and as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Why the large crowd? They want to be touched by Jesus. We all need to be touched by Jesus. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. This is an interesting thing because Bartimaeus didn't have a name. When we look at Peter, his name is Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon, son of John. Bartimaeus is just Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. He doesn't have a name. He's blind. But to Jesus, he has a name. To Jesus, he has a name. You too. You have a name to Jesus. He called you not by a number, but by name. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Why would he shout out? Because he's blind. He doesn't know where he is. He wants to be heard. Isn't it important that we all be heard? Not only those with degrees, but everybody needs to be heard. Listening is a lost experience now. Not too many people want to listen to people that want to be heard. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up. He is calling for you." So throwing off his cloak, what do we have to throw off in order to go to Jesus? Throwing off all the fear. Throwing off all the good works that we've done. We need to go to Jesus as if we're naked. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way where? To Jerusalem. I believe Bartimaeus was there when the Lord died. Oh yes, Bartimaeus, who was blind, son of Timaeus. I think Jesus gave him a name. I don't know what name it was, but he gave him a name. He gives you a name too. There's a new name he gives all of us. A new name. What name is the new name that he's given you? I don't know yet what the new name is. But you know what? I hope I'm becoming that new name. Chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" Do you know the Lord needs you? That you would go out and tell people about Jesus? You know, he needs you. He doesn't have to need you, but he does. You know, so many times we hear in the scriptures, they heard about Jesus. Someone talked to them about Jesus. Oh, not about Father Tom, not about healing, but about Jesus. They came and they talked about Jesus. So the people who were sick would go to Jesus. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them that Jesus had said and allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead of and who followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out of Bethany with the 12. I tell you how he did it. From the Mount of Olives, he walked down the mount through the Kidron Valley, through the Golden Gate. He entered Jerusalem, and people were crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Oh, yes. Blessing and honor and glory belong to the Son of David. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, remember who lives in Bethany? Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He was hungry, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. He went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. He said to it, "No one ever eat fruit from you again." And the disciples heard it. I tell you, Jesus is divine, and we are the branches, and what he's looking for are fruit. People that give their life to Jesus. He's not looking for leaves, he's looking for fruit. And he says, if you believe in me and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. Much fruit. Oh, yes. How we need to tell people about Jesus. How we need to share our experience with people. You might say, my testimony isn't about drugs, or neither is mine. My testimony is I was looking for God in all the places where he was to be found. And he came to me in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I know it was our Blessed Mother that led me there. How do I know that? Because I know that. I know that. And I shared with people what Jesus had been doing with me. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was the season, not the season for figs. He said to it, "May you never eat fruit from it again." Some people say this is Israel, and his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling, those who were buying in the temple. This is the area where Jesus will die, that he purifies the temple, and they're going to say, "What right does this man have to throw people out of the temple?" You see, this is the nail in his coffin. This is the final act they see as rebellion, but it is not rebellion at all. It is to cleanse the temple. They were buying in the temple and selling. He overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who sold doves, and he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer'?" I tell you, the church should be a house of prayer, where people find God, especially in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Yes, the church should be a place of prayer. Our little church is a place of prayer. We have people coming from Lynn, and they say, "I'm just drawn to this place every week. I'm drawn," you know, they feel the presence of God. They feel the presence of God. "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it into a den of thieves." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. He's not afraid to do these things, yet this is the very act that's going to lead to his crucifixion. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to the roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to the mountain, 'This mountain, be taken up and thrown into the city,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that you, for what you say will come to pass, it will be done to you." I'll say that again. Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to this mountain, "Be taken up and thrown into the sea," and if you do not have doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have already received it. This is prayer. Yes, I pray for the 40 days of life that begins on Sunday, February 11th. I pray for the Mass at 4 o'clock and for the guest speaker at 5 o'clock, held at Betania 2 in Midway. Oh yes, I pray for them that there will be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. I told you the story about the man who came to the espousal, and he said he had a miracle in his pocket. He believed that God was going to heal him. He either had a cane or a walker. And at the end of the service, he was dancing. Dancing. He believed that night that he was going to be healed and wouldn't need the cane or the walker. And that's exactly what happened. whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. This thing of forgiveness is so important. It holds us back from the presence of God when we do not forgive. Jesus is into forgiveness. I tell you, on the cross, his first word was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was not feeling forgiveness. He was feeling agony. But he forgave us in his agony. Oh yes, forgiveness is so important. Again, they came to Jerusalem, and he was walking in the temple, and the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him and said, by what authority are you doing these things? Oh, you know, these people, they dressed like holy people, but there was no holiness in them. By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them, to heal and to deliver and to preach? And Jesus said to them, I tell you one question, answer it, and I will tell you what authority I do these things by. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it from human origin? Answer me. And they argued with one another, if we say from heaven, he will say, then why did you not believe him? Because he preached Jesus. But shall we say of human origin? They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered, we do not know. And Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. We know by authority, not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. He did these things, not by might and not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit to come to us, how we need that God would send us that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, how we need the baptism of the Spirit. Oh yes, with the speaking in tongues, if God gives that gift. How we need. No works of God that are mighty will be given without the Holy Spirit. Yes, we've seen people healed at the Holy Rosary. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is fluttering around because we're praising and worshiping Jesus. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. I want you to know that. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. Chapter 12. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard, the grapes. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away. I tell you, these are the prophets. And again he sent another slave, another prophet to them. This one they beat over the head, they insulted him, and then he sent another prophet, and they killed this one. And so it was with many others. Some they beat, others they killed, and he had still one other, his beloved son. Finally he sent the beloved son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. Arrogant. Pride. Wanting money. Oh, yes. So they seized him and killed the son and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others, give the vineyard to the Gentiles. Have you now not read Scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Who is the stone? Jesus, who are the builders? The Jews. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone that holds the whole arch together. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. And when they realized that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to arrest Jesus, but they feared the crowd, so they left him and went away. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't pull any punches. You know, I'm going to ask you, are you for him or are you against him? Are you for Jesus or are you against Jesus? What would you have done if you were one of the Jewish people? Would you have killed the Son? But I tell you, the Son died so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The Son died so that we might become the children of God, called by the name, by name. By name I have called you, by name I have chosen you. By name you are mine, you are always mine. By name, he called you by name. He doesn't call you by number. He called you by name. Let's continue. The question about paying taxes. Then they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him. They're trying to trap Jesus. But no one can trap Jesus. He's too smart. And what he said, and they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are sincere, see, you know, they're buttering him up, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Oh, they think they're going to get him on this. Should we pay them or should we not? But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why are you putting me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me see it. And they brought out one, and then he said to them, Whose head is this and whose inscription? And they answered, The emperor's. Jesus said to them, Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. And they were utterly amazed at Jesus. Do you know, my friends, that everything belongs to God? There is no gift that you have that hasn't been given. The very breath that you breathe has been given to you by the Lord. We are his people, the flock he shepherds. He is our commander and chief, and he is the Lord. And he loves you, and he has plans for you. You say, what kind of plans? I'm a shut-in. You can pray for Father Tom that God reach many people. Again, I want to invite you to 40 Days of Life. It begins Sunday, February 11th. All are invited. Mass will be at 4 o'clock. Powerful speaker at 5 o'clock. It's held at Batania 2, 154 Summer Street, Medway, Mass. All are welcome. It's free. And the telephone number is 781-769-5398. 781-769-5398. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the word, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word, Mary said. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only Son of the Father, full of truth and full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We are looking for new donors, people who will help us to pay our bills. You've been listening for years and you've never sent anything. Today is the day to repent and to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.